about it, Patrick.
So you working today?
Every day is a slave drive.
Height situation taken care of?
Actually did. They tested one of them. It wouldn't come on, and they just went ahead and swapped out all seven of them and got them put back in yesterday, and everything's fully operational.
Hear that. It's nice when something goes together when you're struggling with it.
Considering I was 99% sure I'd done screwed something up.
Always my first thought, what did I do wrong?
So you got everything set up and running? Is it working good?
Yeah, I'm actually motoring down the road right now listening to it on my Verizon hotspot with the SkyBridge hooked up to it.
That's pretty awesome, Lynn.
Man, I couldn't figure out what in the world I was doing wrong last night. Went to bed, got up this morning, and first thing remembered that I needed to go in and set that password for the Brandmeister. Just forgot all about it.
Technology, it's always some little nuance somewhere we got to keep up with.
The problem is it changes so fast, it's hard to keep up with it. So I know when I was working for Ford in mid-2000s, they said they were having a major production change on pretty much every vehicle line every 38 days. So, I mean, you think about the amount of information you got to take in to keep up with that.
No doubt. To definitely keep you on your toes, keep your brain working.
Just challenging myself again because I've gotten lazy. Not working on cars every day anymore.
Yeah, I've been interested in ham for a long time, but working with the fire department, I guess I kind of got my taste of radios and talking and communication, and then left the fire department, and I was like, hey, I'm going to bail in here and give it a shot and see how I can do, and ended up getting my general, and hopefully I can study enough to get my extra.
Well, I'm working on getting my general now, so maybe I can have it before too much longer where I can get on the HF band.
General, but I still haven't got a HF rig yet. I'm still debating on what I want to do, how I want to do it, and looking at the funding.
Part of it, and availability is going to be your big challenge. I ended up buying a used one because you can't get anything new. I bought a FT-991. It's the older version, not the A, but it was the only thing I could find that was reasonable.
I've looked at that Zygu G90. It's a 20-watt HF with a built-in antenna tuner. And I think you can catch it for about $425. But I don't know. I got to do a lot of research and stuff and make a decision on what I want to try to do. Got one of the other hands that had offered to let me borrow a HF radio for a little while, but right now I won't be working so much. I just don't have time to put any time into it to really test it out, see how I like it.
So you're coming into your busy season if you're working outside, so you're going to be tired of doing that.
No. Oh, no. Once it starts getting hot, this homeboy's going to stay in the air conditioning. I can't take the heat. Like I've said before, I can put on enough clothes to stay warm, but I can't legally take off enough to stay cool.
Oh, I'm with you on that one. That's the way I feel about it, too. And then this week, when it got up to 85 degrees, I've been towing that little toaster oven around behind me. That thing was not fun.
Sure. I'm not looking forward to that high humidity and high heat. Makes me want to drive back up to Alaska and spend summer up there where it stays about 75 degrees all summer long.
Come hang out up here in the forest. It stays about 15, 20 degrees cooler than it does down there.
QRCL. I missed that one. Patrick, say again.
KO4HKX. I said you can come up here into the mountains, into the forest up here, the Pisgah National Forest. It's usually about 15, 20 degrees cooler than it is down there.
Stomping grounds. We used to come up there and hike a good bit. We need to get back into it.
Need to get into it so I can lose some of this tool man spread, as I call it.
Tool man spread? It's the Corona 15, man.
just 15.
Maybe it's a Corona 20.
Keep it at that. Working on today.
I think there was another station call, and I missed the call sign on it.
Here it on my end at all.
Could have been where I've got this 878 set up. It's set on the Caesars Head repeater and the Mount Mitchell repeater. I might have picked up something off Mount Mitchell there for a second.
Asking what you're working on today.
Still over here in Inmanac. This project over here is going to take a while. Have you seen the like steel cables that they use for the railing on porches? Kind of modern looking. It's basically like an 8-inch aircraft cable, stainless steel. What I'm doing is I got a metal handrail, round piece of tubing at the top, and then underneath it is just 8 strands of cable that span across.
That sounds pretty cool, but Russell, I'm going to have to say 7:30. I'm coming up on my dead spot here, and I'll be out for a little bit. I won't be able to receive you at all. I'll say 7:32, and I'll holler at you another day. KO4 8. Stay safe out there. Clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Patrick. Have yourself a safe 173, some K2RCL, and I am clear.
4 CPA mobile.